This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是冯菲菲。
And I'm hungry. I mean Neil. 菲菲, why did you book this studio recording session at midday? I'm starving.Do you fancy going for lunch? I've heard that new chicken restaurant just down the road is excellent.
Not sure about that.
Oh? Have you been there before?
Yes, and it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, really? So the food's bad. Everyone says it's great.
Well, the food was great.
Eh? The food was great, but it left a bad taste in your mouth. I don't understand.
Let me explain.如果一件事情或一个经历 leaves a bad taste in your mouth, 那么这个事情就给你留下了不愉快的记忆。
Oh, I see. So what went wrong?
The bill was twice as much as it should have been.
Ah, I get it now. We use the expression, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, when we have a negative experience and feel bad or angry about it afterwards.Like being ripped off in a restaurant.
Come on, Neil, let's hear some examples. Then we can go for lunch, somewhere that doesn't rip me off.
I refuse to go back to that hotel. They were so rude. It left a bad taste in my mouth.
When my boss sent me that angry email last thing on Friday, it left a bad taste in my mouth.
It left a bad taste in my mouth when I got fined for going just 1 mile an hour over the speed limit.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我刚才用表达 leave a bad taste in someone's mouth 描述了我去办公室附近一家餐馆的用餐经历。但 Neil 不明白为什么 leave a bad taste 其实和食物的味道之间没有任何关系。
We use the expression it leaves a bad taste in your mouth when we have a negative experience and feel bad or angry about it afterwards. So,Is it time for lunch?
Yes, Neil. I really want you to come and try that new tofu place. The food is just delicious and the service is excellent.
So will it leave a good taste in my mouth?
It sure will. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.